Dodger and I spent the first week of July in New York City. As usual, it did not disappoint. For starters, we caught the Motz Eilertsen Trio at Scandinavia House in Midtown. Eilertsen is a young Norwegian bass player, well known on the European jazz scene. He does things with the acoustic upright bass that I have not seen or heard or would even have imagined. His pianist and percussionist were equally inventive and accomplished. We were right in the front row, where we belong. A couple nights later, we had front row seats again at the venerable Village Vanguard to hear Rudy Royston in his six-piece 303 band, which features two upright acoustic basses, not reading or playing the same charts. Royston is the drummer and frontman, and man, does he know his way around the drum kit. He's making a name for himself in New York now, so he picks from the best of the best when he goes looking for other musicians. They do tour occasionally. If you ever have a chance, Rudy Royston and 303, you will not be sorry. For visual art, we settled on the Whitney Museum of American Art and the American Folk Art Museum. The Whitney has four floors of exhibit space, plus an outdoor sculpture garden, and their collection is surely one of the best in the world. The American Folk Art Museum is a much smaller scale space with a focus on self-taught artists. The African-American painter Ronald Lockett was featured in July, a name not familiar to me, and calling his work paintings doesn't really convey what he's doing, or did, before he died at 33 in 1998. There is painterly imagery involved, some figurative, some abstract, in Lockett's mixed-media work. Dark, brooding, emotional stuff. We were both just blown away. When you're in New York, you need a theater experience. This trip, ours was off-Broadway at the Barrow Street Theater in the West Village. We saw The Effect by playwright Lucy Prebble, a by-definition adult show having to do with communication and trust and what can go wrong in relationships when you have neither. Powerful, compelling, and provocative in every sense of the word. We got back just in time for McCroskey Arts Center's annual Downtown Art Fair, July 9th at Old Central School in Grand Rapids, bigger and better than ever. And the two July exhibits at McCroskey were outstanding. Thanks to The Bees by Linda Acklin Kolb, pastels on beeswax with other media too, and The Trespasser's Garden by Emily Gray Kohler, woodcuts and collagraphs. Gorgeous work, both galleries. Next up was the 12th annual KAXE Mississippi River Festival, July 15th and 16th. Great crowds, great food, great weather, fabulous music, and the puppets, I can tell you, had more fun than puppets ever have legally anywhere.